Blues Brother Con. Blues Brothers Con. Let me get that right. Launched at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Joliet at the old prison. Are you backing up that golf cart you're on right now, Dan?
That seems to be a locomotive on the train line in behind the old Joliet prison. I'm on the front steps of the administrative section of the prison and watching the parking lot fill up here. The heat of the day is broken. It's going to be a spectacular night. Lots of food trucks, lots of fun, laughter, people dressed up, good expressions on everyone's countenance, and the music already has been spectacular, and we hope to lay them out with our usual show.
Dan Aykroyd joins Chicago's Afternoon News in Joliet. How fun is this? You know, it hit me today, Dan, that you have performed the Blues Brothers routine more with Jim Belushi than John Belushi.
That's true. We after John died, I didn't think we'd ever have a future there. But then we opened the Hard Rock Cafe in the House of Blues, and I brought along Jimmy and recruited him. And he's not a replacement for John. They'll never be that. But he is an entirely adequate, more than adequate co-band leader and partner. A great vocalist, he is. He's really sounding great these days. And moving a little quicker than me, so we'll have to do something about that tonight.
Now, have you ever been to Elwood?
I've been to pretty much every town in this country, and I believe I've been through Elwood, Illinois. I must have in my travels.
Because I heard different stories that your character was named after Elwood, and then it was not. Was it named after Elwood, the town?
It was named after Elwood Glover, a Canadian talk show host that Paul Schaefer and I loved back there. And then, of course, there was a nod to Elwood from Harvey. And then, of course, we recognized it was in Elwood, Illinois. But we loved Elwood Glover. He was a talk show host in Canada and kind of a fixture on morning TV there. And Schaefer and I were big fans, so kind of a tribute to him. And, you know, Paul was supposed to be in the movie, the original one, but he had to do Gilda's show on Broadway and couldn't be let out of it, and so he missed out. But we got him in the second one.
What was he going to do in the first one?
He was going to play the part that Murphy Dunn eventually took, the keyboard artist.
Dan Aykroyd, how much did they pay you when you first started on Saturday Night Live?
I think I was getting $275 a week as a writer, and then I was doing all my live performances for scale. Maybe, I don't know, a tops $700 a week if I was in two or three sketches. And then I got hired the next year I got the writing salary and the full cast member salary. But, we enjoyed the paycheck, but we weren't there for it. We were there for the fun and what we did with all those great collaborators. Those just great, great years and great writers and great performers. And, I think they hold up all of those scenes.
They do hold up, but
anyway, hold up.
This one, nothing has matched the success of the Blues Brothers. Nothing. And so when you first, I know it came about because of the bees, and then when you first started unveiling those Blues Brothers sketches, how was it received?
Enthusiasm, always from the top, because people realized, hey, these guys, you know, they may not be the best vocalists, dancers, musicians, but they're ludic, antic, funny front men who have superb musicians behind them with a repertoire of songs from the African-American songbook. You can't beat that combination, and that's why it worked.
Dan Aykroyd is in Joliet at the old prison. It's 144 years old. It's Blues Brothers Con. It kicked off at 2 today, runs today, and runs tomorrow. And some of those musicians are with you down there. Tell everybody about who's playing.
Well, tonight we have our regular section. Incredible artists, all of them Grammy winners or Grammy nominees. Tony Brownigal on drums. He's with the Phantom Blues Band and plays with Taj Mahal. He's a producer, award-winning. We have the Texicali Horns, and we've also got Tom Malone, Bones Malone from the movie, and also Steve Cropper will be joining us in the show. And I encourage families with young people to come, people who play guitar, drums, people who love music, piano. We have a superb pianist and keyboard artist, a Hammond B3 player, Jimmy Pugh, who's from Chicago originally. And, you know, every week we feature and showcase all of our artists proudly because they're just so good.
Yeah. So, Dan, does SNL continue without Lauren Michaels? If he decides to wrap it up, should the show just come to an end?
Well, let me say this. He's the only man in the world, the only person in the world that knows exactly how to do that job with precision and integrity. When he sits between dress and air and looks at that board and see what was working, what wasn't working, where things go, he has index cards. He's the only one that can pin them all up and see how the show gels. So it's going to be very hard to replace him should he decide to leave, but I think he loves the gig. He loves the energy. He's working very, very hard and maybe wants some relief there. I don't know off the top anybody who could step in and do the job right now. But, Lauren will wisely hand it off to someone who can keep it where it is right now, and as one of the highest rated shows on television in any category, late night or prime time.
Dan, do you watch much still?
Oh yes, sure. When I stay up, yes. I try to watch, and I love this new cast. I think there's just been some great stuff.
And how
I love the huge cheesy museum piece. There's in the Midwest, they had a cheesy museum, and then they opened, and then the cheesy evaporated, and it was just hilarious. It doubled me up when I saw that sketch.
That's awesome. How did the blues in the city of Chicago impact you during your life, and how did it influence the Blues Brothers?
When we were here in 74, we traded companies with Second City. The Canadian company came down here, and the American company went up north with Brian Doyle Murray and Flaherty. So we were here, and I just went to all the blues clubs. I'd always loved it from being a youth growing up in Ottawa, Canada, where there was a terrific blues club called Le Hibou. That means owl in French. And all of the great artists came through there. I saw Chester Burnett there a dozen times. I saw S.P. Lirio, to Span, Muddy, Willie Dixon, all the harp players, Muscle White, Carrie Bell, Lurie Bell, Butterfield. And so from the very first, blues was what touched me and I responded to. And then coming to Chicago, to the home of electric blues and the home of two great movements in blues, that is the South Side sound and then the Fenton Robinson Magic Sam West Side soul sound. It was to me nirvana. And at the time in 74, there was a rumor that the Cook County Assessor's Office was going to tax some of the properties of the Catholic, the diocese, you see. And it never happened, but that struck me off. Separation of church and state, oh boy, right? There might be a room for a conflict there. So filing that and filing the blues going back, and when it came time to write, I studied a little criminology, so I had the profile of recidivist losers pretty much established in my head, and I combined them all three and worked with Landis to come up with a script, and then we recruited Ray and James Brown and Aretha, and today we have people showing up in costumes, in cars. The Mount Prospect Police Department is here with, with the unit before it was auctioned off, and everyone in Joliet is so enthusiastic about it, and I just see this place as a film set eventually, or television set, with production offices, studios. It's just waiting for a film production center to come to this part of the world. And so I'm here today to draw attention to that. But we have some tickets left, selling well.
Okay.
If you haven't, if you want a beautiful thing to do and a beautiful night and hear some great music, we also have a Crystal Head Vodka booth for those who consume beverage alcohol moderately. And people have really come behind. Lots of sponsors. The police department has been great here. Public volunteers. It's just been really good. I think the community is feeling the spirit of Jake tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Dan, have a great time in Joliet this weekend.
Okay, come and see us. I'm around.
Dan Aykroyd, it is at the old Joliet Prison. That's on Collins Street in Joliet. It's $60 for the two-day pass. All kinds of music. They started at 2 today. The set with the Blues Brothers is tonight at 9:30. And then starts at 10 tomorrow. And tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, they're going to do a screening of the Blues Brothers.
And Wendy Snyder keeps texting me. She's on her way down there. So.
Oh, that's fun. And the music, the lineup is great. What a cool guy. Dan Aykroyd on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.